Call me electric Arabia, survivor of horrors, of curfews. Few minutes left before the next death, next funeral, next bombing. Call me electric Arabia, survivor of exile, red earth, bleeding, dripping on this page, on these words, in this life of ours. Call me electric Arabia, daughter of Najib, sister of Mitri, granddaughter of Afife, survivor of a childhood of dying birds and crumbling train stations, of ruins at the bottom of places we've arrived to. Of old loves, our tears still wrapped in a stained handkerchief, the blue dress I wore, the rose in my hair, still in my closet, aging. Call me electric Arabia. Let me electrify the Arab in me. Let me celebrate my people. Abu Mazen, Abu Mustafa, Aziza, Ya Mahmoud, Ya Muhammad, Abu Faisal, Sheikh Hussein. Let me celebrate every woman in my life. Their faces decorated with wrinkles, sand, and stories. Their hands of henna, their long black hair, reaching the ends of our homeland, the end of our farthest hour. Let me remember that we were once, twice, three times, and then again left behind, behind lines and empty hallways, to force us away from ourselves as if we did not exist, denying us the memory of drinking milk from our mother's breast. Admit it. You wish us dead, but we do not have an expiration date on our foreheads, and we will remain here beyond death. Call me electric Arabia, then leave us alone for a second to look at our olive groves, drink our morning coffee. Allow us to imagine the possibility of living the day without you. Our country is in us. Leave us, our voices in our nights. Even if you throw our nights away, our stories in our houses, our past, present, and future in our veins, even if you slit them open. You see, our blood is thick, our roots thicker still. The mountains, hills, valleys, groves know our names, gave us birth. Don't try to write the same poem. Don't try to follow me inside of myself. Just call me electric Arabia. Look at me, remember me. I can never forget you.